This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The toll from a Russian airstrike on a government building in the Ukrainian port city of Mykolaiv has risen to over 30 dead, according to Ukrainian officials. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Rescuers search through the rubble, navigating through big chunks of concrete sticking out from the ground. The blocks once formed part of a nine-story building which housed the office of the regional governor, Vitaly Kim. Emergency workers scramble as they find a body in the wreckage. It takes four men to carry the dead victim in a hammock-like stretcher as his legs dangle out from the front. Mykolaiv, a strategically important city en route to Ukraine's largest port of Odessa, has withstood weeks of shelling by Russian forces. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russian soldiers of deliberately mining areas in northern Ukraine as they withdraw or are pushed out by Ukrainian forces. Ukraine says its troops have retaken control of more than 30 towns and villages in the Kyiv region since Russia announced this week it would scale down its operations around the capital and in the neighboring northern region of Chernihiv. Russia says it plans to focus on battles in the east. Zelensky said Russians are planting mines in homes, equipments, and even the bodies of the dead. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry did not return a request for comment on those allegations. The governor of Chernihiv also on Saturday accused Russian troops of planting mines in villages, and those charges have not been independently verified. On Saturday, emergency services told people in Kyiv's region's newly liberated zones to be vigilant, saying more than 1,500 explosives had been found in one day. This is VOA News. The head of Russia's space program said Saturday the future of the International Space Station hangs in the balance because of sanctions against his country over the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
The U.S., EU, and Canadian space agencies all missed a deadline to meet Russian demands for lifting sanctions. Dmitry Rogozin says that could disrupt the operation of Russian spacecraft servicing the space station. This past week, a U.S. astronaut caught a ride back to Earth from the station with the Russians.
The Soyuz MS-19 begins the journey home to complete a year-long odyssey for Mark Vandehei.
After Rogozin's comments, he wrote on social media he'd received responses from his Western counterparts vowing to promote further cooperation. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli security forces killed three gunmen from the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad in a shootout in the occupied West Bank on Saturday. Police said the gunmen were part of a terrorist cell that was recently involved in terrorist activity against security forces and was apparently on its way to another attack. Islamic Jihad claimed the three Palestinians as members. Tensions have risen over the past week after a string of deadly Arab attacks in Israel. Officials have warned of a potential surge in assaults in the run-up to Saturday's start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Violence has surged during Ramadan in the past. The United Nations peacekeeping force in Mali says it's deployed two units to the African country's border area with Burkina Faso and Niger to respond to a string of civilian killings. Since early March, a surge in attacks by an Islamic State affiliate has left hundreds of civilians dead. This, according to official and military sources, the region has long been a hot spot of jihadi and militia violence in West Africa. The UN peacekeeping force known as MINUSMA deployed one unit to the area over a week ago. It said it's in the process of deploying another one this week. MINUSMA said the attacks have resulted in dozens of deaths. And a senior U.S. official has told Reuters that the United Nations-led truce in Yemen is a decisive moment in the near seven-year conflict. The official said it offers hope that the warring parties and the international community can bring a lasting peace to the devastated country. The conflict has killed tens of thousands and pushed millions of people into hunger. The last coordinated cessation of hostilities nationwide was in 2016. And recapping our top story, the toll from a Russian airstrike on a government building in the Ukrainian port city of Mykolaiv has risen to over 30 dead, according to Ukrainian officials. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.